Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone. This is a Friday morning edition of NPA Live on the Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Ambassador Hagen. And we're visiting the First Fruits Prayer and Praise, where the service is live. And let's go and revisit.
Which is the wrong thing. Because, see, the love of money is the root to all evil. The devil knows that. He's built his whole kingdom on that. His whole kingdom has been built on the love of money. And he's disguised himself in any way he can to try to suck the saints of God and people everywhere into it. So it's so important this morning that we as people of God are aware. See, knowledge is power. That is true. And we are aware of what's happening around us and how enemy is trying to come. That's why I brought this up this morning, because the enemy does seek to fool the very elect of God. He doesn't want you to know the truth.
Hello?
But the truth shall make you free. God bless you. Anybody else have a word?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. This
good
is Charlotte Gray 816. Thank you so much, Dr. Renora, for this word this morning. Forgive the slowfulness. I also just wanted to throw in behind everybody. I was looking at Proverbs 3 as you were talking. Trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to thy own understanding. Verse 5 and verse 6, in all thy ways to acknowledge him, and let him direct our paths, and let us guide us throughout the church. Many in the church are under the disguise that the pastor is so up high, and that we are so below when the pastor, even in the words of giving, we are feeling that, well, the pastor is always asking for this, or the church is always asking for this, but companies and businesses and families operate with finances, and the enemy disguises, you know, where, no, they're just trying to take, but God is about giving. God is about life, and when you're so in need, when you need so much, you should sow into. You need to know the difference in sowing a seed and how to give, and it's not always through finances. It's encouraging and always trying to be helpful. So the enemy disguises and fools a lot of people when they leave out of church, and they think that this is all they want is money, money, money. But God is about giving. So the enemy disguises and fools a lot of people, thinking that, no, this is all it is about. But it's not. We serve a giving and a loving and a merciful God. Just to be able to wake up and open my eyes is just a merciful God. So I was just thinking about the disguise that the enemy uses for in the church. People lose a lot of blessings on selfishness and not understanding really on giving and how to, as you say, praise your way out. So I just wanted to throw that in there too. Everything has been such a blessing to be out from you, and I just love to be able to listen. That's probably why we have mute, so that we can listen. Thank you, y'all. Have a good day.
God bless you, and thank you. You may have kind of moved us into an area today that we have planned to enter into. You're saying that because the Bible says in 1 Timothy 5:17, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, and especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. And thank you so much for moving us there, because today, we've been here all week, and we haven't asked you for anything. Dr. Stern, are you there? Hey, amen. This is Friday, and we do.
I am here. Praise the Lord. I don't want to say a trying week, but I had a successful week. Amen. Praise the Lord. A successful week. And knowing that a good praise report that in the middle of the week, amen, in the middle of the day, praise the Lord, that I had to take my husband to the hospital, but I knew it was going to be a short-term stay. in the Lord, and I thank and praise God that he was released on yesterday. But when I'd be on the line, but sometimes I'm busy, amen, because home is first, praise the Lord, and I am my husband's helpmeet. But I thank God that he is home, amen, and my desire is to be on the prayer line, and everybody know that I don't put nothing before God, amen, praise the Lord. And what I am committed to do, and I'm committed unto First Fruit Prayer Line, and I thank God for that commitment. And I thank God that I am commissioned by God to build up ministries. I knew years ago that I was like John, a forerunner, amen, and I thank God that I ran into, I won't say ran, let's say that the Lord put me in the path of Dr. Bernard Johnson, one of the best things that has happened to me in my life in this dispensation. And I want everybody to know, and I'm sure you agree, that I love Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson, and all of the First Fruit Prayer Line, but they are the first family, and I love the first family. And it's my desire down in my heart to see that Dr. Johnson be blessed above measure. He is worthy to be blessed. Amen. And we are blessing him and giving God the praise. One thing I like about it, he makes sure that we give God the glory and we don't worship man. Amen. But we thank God for the gift that's in the man. And we thank God for Dr. Johnson. So we're here. And thank you, Sister Gray, for leading us up to this moment, because we need to be conscientious about who's feeding us. And Dr. Johnson, feed us the word of God. And this good word is seasoned. Amen. There's a lot of flavor in it. You don't have to add or take nothing away from it. He knows the word of God. And he got backup. His mother is a walking epistle, a read and seen of men. Amen. Like the Bible says. And we need this good instruction. So we want to bless Dr. Johnson. Amen. And let's not get confused. Amen. We're to give our commitment to the First Fruit Prayer Line for our conference that is coming up just a few weeks, and we'll be sitting in the presence of one another. Amen. And we need that commitment that you made by June the 2nd, but we also want to have our portion. Amen. I've been taught down through the years, there is one part of your purse that is a portion for the pastor, and nobody gets that. Amen. He may not be your local pastor, but he is, amen, the man of God and the pastor on First Fruit Prayer Line, and an awesome pastor to Amazing Grace. So we want to bless Dr. Johnson today. Amen. This is the weekend of Memorial Day, and I believe all pastors should have just their own money, where they should not have to take their money to put into the church. They should not have to take their money to bail nobody out. Every pastor wants to buy things and need things like others as well. So let's make our way toward Walmart. Almost everybody is about to go to Walmart this weekend to get their barbecue stuff on and everything. So there is a service desk that you go by that you can send MoneyGrams. Amen. And it's so simple and it's so easy. They even got a new method now that is so simple and so easy. You just go in, and if you ever sent a MoneyGram before, your name is already in the computer, and they'll pull your name up. You don't even have to fill out the form there. Amen. It's just there for you. You don't have to fill it out. They fill it out for you right in the computer. Technology is good for that reason. And we want to send it to Dr. Bernard Johnson. Amen. This is your spiritual leader during the week. Amen. Don't take nothing from nobody else, but it should be a portion for him. And you want to send it to the address, telephone number of 913-406 4845, 913-406-4845. Amen. And it's in Kansas. You don't even need to have nothing but Kansas. They know exactly where it is. Amen. And if you don't want to go to Walmart, you can go to anywhere that you see that says MoneyGram, or you could stay right at home and do it right in your local computer. It will be a number that you search, that is circled for the reference number. He has to have the reference number. And call him up, bless him, and see what the Lord bless you back. Amen. It is more blessed to give than receive. And Dr. Johnson pour out so much. And we want to make sure that anybody that I'm up under, I want them to look good, smell good, walk good, and have money in their pocket. So we want to make sure that the man of God and his family is blessed. God bless you all is my prayer, and be encouraged in this day.
So well put, Dr. Stern. Amen. You are a blessing to every leader that you're under. And we do appreciate God using you in an ultra awesome way. That's the blessings of the Lord. God falling on you. I only use that word, ultra awesome, for the Lord. And he is using you. God is using you. Thank you. Now,
Johnson, may I just put this little bit in here, and I just want to just give them just a little testimony to let them know how the Lord moves and work. Amen. Praise the Lord. I wouldn't do anything unless I would be the first partaker of it, and I don't have to boast about it. I don't want nobody to, even what I do in secret, the Lord would reward me openly. But I couldn't do this unless I knew that I was blessing the man of God. And I tell you this, Dr. Johnson, while I was blessing the man, blessing you and other men and women in my life that is a part of my life, my own pastor and my own apostle, I do impart blessings on them and finances. And someone on the First Fruit prayer line, amen, blessed me last week. I cannot call the name because that what they do in secret, the Lord will reward them openly. Isn't that something that somebody on First Fruit prayer line thought a little on me here in Little North Chicago, Illinois? God knows every place where you are. And I tell you, you know what I did? I didn't use it for nobody else. I used it for me. That's what it's for. They say they wanted to bless me. I didn't put it in the church. I didn't put it in nobody else's pocket. I bless myself. And that's what we want to do for you, Dr. Johnson, to bless yourself. That's why our conference is going to be debt-free. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you all. This is our prayer.
Thank you. Thank you. That was wonderful again, Dr. Stern. All right. You have the instructions, amen, about Walmart. You probably go in there anyway. Stop by the service desk. And she gave you the instructions. God bless you. Send it here. And we want to thank you in advance. We appreciate every gift, large or small. I thank my mother the other day. She said, son, I got something for you. And she gave me a check for $125. 94 years old. My God. Mother Johnson, I went somewhere, and I want to use this word for you. So I went somewhere, and I blew my horn, and the Lord moved. So in that house, woman came up to me, and she said, I don't know what to call you. I don't know, and I mean this, you know, in a humble way, but I'm telling you what she said. She said, I don't know what to call you. She said, you know what? Use a bad motor scooter. That's what she said to me. That's what I want to say to you, Mother Johnson. Use a bad motor scooter.
That's
a bad motor scooter. Amen. You are 94. And doing more than most people. God bless you so much, Mother Johnson. Amen. If you want to be a blessing and help us, you know, I'm kind of like Dr. Stern. Very seldom I use things on myself, use money for myself. But if you want to bless us, we will receive it in the name of Jesus. We need it. The convention is coming up, and we really need it. Amen. I don't ask people for much, but I will let you know we need it. God bless you. We want to do things for the Lord. We love you. All right, if you got a praise report, allow three of them. Three praise reports. Who got the first one? I want to talk
praise
about
praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Mother Devil from Indianapolis, Indiana, and I just wanted to tell you, thank God and thank you all for praying for my grandson. He is awesome. Incarcerated. I thank you, Lord. I just thank the Lord for just allowing him to come home safe and with no hurt on the day to uphold him. And I just thank the prayer line for praying for Kevin Michael. He is home. And I just thank your prayer for him that he will walk in the path of righteousness.
Yeah. Mother Johnson, I hope you hear that. That's a word to you. The Lord send your word. How can a father have two daughters and one has a grandson in prison and the father tells him to release that grandson of Joanne? And then there's another granddaughter, another daughter, and her name is Josephine. And she got a son in prison and God not have compassion on her. It doesn't work like that. He's not like that. He's not going to do it. So that's a word to you.
Thank you.
God has a blessing in store for your grandson.
Oh,
I hope you caught it. All right. Someone else who has a praise report, I won't allow it. Come on.
I want to share this. This would bless Mother Johnson as well. There was a young man, very young. He had just come out of the service, and he had been incarcerated ever since October of 2013. And it was reports say that he would never be released, that he would stay in prison the rest of his life. And I'm here to tell you, the other night I was thinking about him mightily. I was even thinking about going to visit him as his pastor. But we prayed and we prayed, and I thank and praise God. His first hearing, he was released on this week. You hear what I say? Released with no attached to it, and he's doing fine. So I wanted to tell Mother John, and we pray for him over the prayer line, and prayer does work. It's just God's appointed time, but your grandson will be released. And what this young boy did is the only way he could have gotten out. It had to be a miracle in God because it was devastating, and we thank God that he's releasing. Your grandson is no respecter person, and I praise God for that because prayer does. God bless you.
God bless
Wonderful.
You.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Right. I got a word for you, Mother Johnson, but I'll call you.
All right.
Okay. Someone else who has a praise report. The line is
yes.
open to you.
I have a praise report also. Go ahead, Mother.
All right. One of y'all go ahead. Amen.
Okay. I have a praise report also, everybody. We were praying. This is Charlotte Gray. Last Wednesday, you guys remember my car stopped. I had all these kind of kids in the car getting them to church, and I told you guys that I brought my car home and put in the driveway, and I am blessed to have another car to get into, but it is takes a lot of gas. So I was in that car for several days, and Monday I took my car to the dealership. And the dealership called me and told me Monday of this week that it was going to be $1,200 to fix my car. And I said, I am not going to accept that it's going to be $1,200 because I have a file when I bring my car, I've had my car almost 7 years, on things that I've had done to my car. And I know that this is one of the things on this list. So you need to check my history and go back because it's something that you've already done. This is why it's important to deal with the dealership when you're dealing with your vehicles. And I just went on about half a day of school Tuesday with the picnics with the kids and just like we had money and everything else, just faith, just thanking God throughout the day. Me and the kids, and I'll tell you guys, I got a phone call where they said, we found another promotion and your car is going to be fixed. It went from $1,200 to zero. I didn't have to pay any money.
Okay.
And I tell you, God is faithful.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
He is faithful.
He is so faithful, and I thank God. I thank God. I just parked that car last Wednesday and went back to church. I said, I don't have time to deal with you, devil. I don't have time to deal with that. I didn't even deal with that car for 5 days. We just prayed about it and prayed about it and left it alone. I am learning to let the Holy Ghost move in the Gray family.
Thank you, Jesus.
That is my, and I could not get this praise report in all week. I've been trying to get this praise report in. But that is my praise report. I love y'all. Please try to make it to the conference, y'all. Do everything you can. And it is going to be debt-free. That is my praise report as well. It's going to be debt-free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Sister Charlotte. All right. That may be in my third one, but I'm going to open it up for one more. One more. Somebody wants to tell it. This is your opportunity. Otherwise, I'm going to move. The line is open to you. Anybody else? God bless you. I want to tell how the Lord bless you. Anybody else? Jump in there right now. All right. God bless you. We're going to move to our prayer requests. I'm going to give the opportunity here for somebody who wants to get those prayer requests. The line is open to you. Amen. Give me a rest here. Anybody? All right.
Good morning again. I'm Mother Johnson from Kansas City, 913. I'll get the prayer request. Hallelujah. We are just glad to be in the land of the living one more time. And the Lord woke us up this morning, and I thank God for that. My prayer request is just keep on praying. I know God is a prayer hearing God, and I'm expecting the prayers of the saints to be answered. I just thank God because the Lord is keep on blessing me. And are there another prayer request?
Praise the Lord again. This is Mother Johnson. Guess I'm always in the lead.
All right, baby, go ahead.
Just pray for me. I need an extra $1,200 for finance, and just I pray to the Lord that He'll bless me to get it, and just pray for me.
God bless you, bless you. Are there another prayer request?
This is a piece that I request a prayer for my brother. His name is Wilford Joy. He had a surgery today. Wilford Joy. And also pray for me. My glands are swollen, and I have a pain in my right arm.
God bless that. Peterson. Are there another prayer request?
Yes, Dolores Washington, area code 225. I'm requesting prayer for Mother Rivers and the International Women Conference in Louisville, Kentucky. And I pray that Louisville, Kentucky will be blessed by the presence of the saints of the Most High God and those that's going there, that they will have traveling mercy and grace, and that they will come back transformed and renewed as well. God bless you, and I pray for all of them that's going to be participating in the Women's Conference. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. So my prayer request, another prayer request is pray for our leader, Dr. Johnson, and his family. His family, Johnson and Sister Betty, pray that God will bless them and keep them up where they belong. Lift them up where they belong.
Yeah, I really wonder when I got my haircut. I was in a chair. I was talking into
the phone. All right, somebody is talking on the prayer line.
How you doing?
Are there prayer requests?
Yes, Mother Johnson. Good morning again. This is Charlotte Gray. I want to pray for my pastor. It is our pastor and wife anniversary Sunday. I'm praying for a church bus for our church. And I just want to lift up my husband a special prayer request for Douglas Gray. I love you, Mother Johnson. Thank you.
God bless you, baby. God bless you. How many more prayer requests, Dr. Johnson?
Take two more.
Two more prayer requests. Who will it be next? Who will be next?
This is Sister Linda Farshi, 801. I'd like to put Gene Price on the prayer list. They have her on the breather machine, and it ain't looking too good, but God can still
healed. And he's in the healing business, and, you know, he's going to do what he's going to do. So just keep her in prayer. Gene Price. And Elmer Price came out of his surgery doing good. So I thank y'all for that.
Yes. God bless you, baby. God bless you. One more prayer request.
Sister Jolene Garnett, requesting prayer for Sister Ernestine Riley's family tomorrow. It's the mother's funeral tomorrow. And for my grandson, Kendrick.
Bless you. At this time, we're going to turn this service back over in the hands of Dr. Johnson. Bless you, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mother Johnson.
You.
All right. Well, you did a wonderful job, Mother. All right, let's get someone who feels led to pray for the people. Amen. If not, I will pray. But we open the door. God's leading you to pray.
I'll pray this morning, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Stern. Praise the Lord. I may not have gotten everybody word from word, but God knows, and I'll do the best that I can, as I always try to do the best that I can. But we thank God this morning. The close of a week for our First Fruit prayer line has been very anointed and successful. And we want to place prayer on these vessels of honor that is placing prayer for others. First of all, we want to thank God for Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson, his family. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you this morning, oh God, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. But God, has been such a privilege and a pleasure to come before your presence with thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we just come before you this morning and we ask that you would forgive us of our trespasses. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, as we come, oh God, we impart a prayer over the first family this morning. Oh God, remember Dr. Johnson this morning. Wrap your loving arms of protection around him, oh God. Oh God, crown him again from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Yeah. And no weapon formed against him shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against him, Lord God, you say you shall condemn it in the judgment. And now, God, we just will ask, oh God, that you bless us going out and bless us coming in. Oh God, this morning we just want to thank you, oh God, for the ministering gifts. Oh, God, that he's imparted into the people, oh, God, even over the blog and over the First Fruit prayer line and those that he meet day by day. And for amazing grace, we pray this morning. Lord, we thank you, oh, God, for Lady Betty this morning. Oh, God, that you build her up, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that you bless, oh, God, and find favor with the God wherever she tread her foot upon. And our hands lay our hand on in the name of Jesus. For God, you're just that kind of God. And we thank you for Lady Betty this morning. Oh, God, this morning, remember, oh, God, Mother Adelie Johnson. Oh, God, this morning, we thank you, oh, God, for giving us a true, oh, God, mother of the nation in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, that you just keep on our Lord God. Oh, God, we'll turn.